Paul modeled not just faith, allegiance to truth, spirit. The fact that truth as a guide for thought and action is a matter of the unfolding of the all, not of service to the system, but as well an authentic thought process. He forces us to see the degree to which we are conditioned not to think. When we consult with Paul and Jesus through him, we recognize that we've been forced to live distorted, foreshortened lives, when in truth, there is more to us than a broom or a desk with mental chains and task lists attached. Paul shows us the interconnections between using one's full gifts and separating to the infinite and consequent persecution by the state. And we are all being persecuted to varying degrees. But separating to the truth means we keep the love despite persecution, means we cannot be overturned from within, because within we hearken to spirit. I keep thinking about something Paul said at the beginning of Romans chapter 8. Quote, "For they that are after the flesh do mind, pay attention to the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit." And we have to hear him with a BC ear and bundled translator, i.e., when he uses the terms carnal or flesh or sin, he means both the physical world made by men, and he means what is therefore false as a consequence. Proudhon would say error. We might say short-term thinking, not thinking long, consumed in the moment, and so false, an illusion. And that when he uses the term spirit, he means what is true, God's law, love, the infinite, or all time. That is, we are looking at the whole thing. To live one's life with the whole thing in mind alters irrevocably what we mind, give our attention to, think about. Just as Paul says, it matters what we pay attention to. If you notice your own soul, it's a totally different experience of living than if you don't. It's really shocking to me, akin to my discovery of Prince, that I've never known about this man and the education he gives. It pulled me up short and forced me to look at it, what it meant, that until now, I've lived my life without these thoughts, without Paul, which means I was living a dream, the dream of the power guys to be as gods, with no reference or standard for their acts, but their own immediate needs for carnal satisfaction, the physical world of their own creation, which is what system means, it's self-reflective, or rather, the world of their parents, aspirants for this world's kingdoms. But Prince is here to tell us there's something else, and that we have to choose either to be fully alive, which means to base our thoughts and acts on that which is true, or choose not to. No slouches, our sexumvirate, for in pondering the rye, we've already begun it. Thank you for being there. Apologies for the short show. Until next week, I love you. Stay strong. Peace.
You without wondering why. Ooh, was it everything it seemed? Or did it feel like a dream? Did you feel redeemed?
On the other side.